Hello and welcome to The Poetry of Science, a podcast which provides insight into new scientific research via the medium of poetry. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Illingworth, and each week I'll be introducing you to some of the latest scientific findings and sharing a selection of science-themed poetry. If you enjoyed this podcast, then please consider giving it a rating and leaving some feedback in your podcast directory of choice. And if you really enjoy it, then why not share it with a friend? After all, we could all do with a little bit more poetry in our lives. In this episode, I'll be exploring new research which has found that toxic chemicals from microplastics can be absorbed through skin. Particles like stars too distant for our skies permeate the flesh, silent as falling snow. We stand unaware of the siege within, while sweat, that great traitor, greases their path and ushers in the voiceless throng. The world shrinks as it expands, borders blurred by the smallest shards. Within this vessel we drift through the debris of progress, the toll of ease, legacies traced along the dusty pathways of our burdened veins. This poem is inspired by recent research published in the journal Environmental International, which has found that microplastics carry toxins that can penetrate our skin and enter our bloodstream, a concerning route of exposure impacting health. There's growing concern about tiny plastic particles known as microplastics that are everywhere in our environment, from the deepest oceans to the air we breathe. But one overlooked area is how these plastics might be affecting us through our skin, especially when these particles carry harmful chemical additives. Recent research has broken new ground by using advanced skin models to study how chemicals from microplastics can enter the human body. This research revealed that certain toxic chemicals, specifically known as polybrominated diphenyl ethers, or PBDEs, could pass through the skin and into the bloodstream. Factors like the type of plastic and whether the skin is sweaty can affect how much of these chemicals get absorbed. This discovery is crucial because it shows that touching microplastics could be another way, aside from eating or breathing them in, that these pollutants get into our bodies, potentially impacting our health. This study is a first step towards understanding the unseen risks that microplastics may pose to our well-being. Now that you've heard the science, let me read the poem to you again. Particles like stars too distant for our skies permeate the flesh. Silent as falling snow, we stand unaware of the siege within, while sweat, that great traitor, greases their path and ushers in the voiceless throng. The world shrinks as it expands, borders blurred by the smallest shards. Within this vessel we drift through the debris of progress, the toll of ease, legacies traced along the dusty pathways of our burdened veins. In this section of the podcast, I'd like to share a poem written by another poet on a topic related to the science that has been discussed so far. In this episode, I'll be reading Plastic: A Personal History by Elizabeth Bradfield. Elizabeth Bradfield is an American poet and naturalist from Tacoma, Washington, who earned her MFA from the University of Alaska, Anchorage. Her poetry collections include Towards Antarctica, published in 2019, Approaching Ice, published in 2010, a finalist for the James Lawling Prize, and Interpretive Work, published in 2008, which won the Audre Lorde Award and was a finalist for the Lambda Literary Award. She founded and currently serves as the editor-in-chief of Broadsided Press and contributes as an editor at the Alaska Quarterly Review. Currently, she is an associate professor and co-director of creative writing at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts. Plastic: A Personal History by Elizabeth Bradfield. How can I find a way to praise it? Do the early inventors and embracers churn with regret? I don't think my parents, born in the swing towards ubiquity, chew and chew and chew on plastic, but of course they do. Bits in water, food, flesh, air, and their parents. I remember Dad mocking his mother's drawer of saved rubber bands in his father-in-law's red, corroded jerry can, patched and patched, never replaced for new, for never rusting. Cash or plastic. Plastic, even for gum. We hate the $5 minimum. Bills, paperless, automatic, almost unreal. My toys were plastic. Castle and circus train and yo-yo. Did my lunches ever get wrapped in waxed paper? It's all saran, saran, saran. Sarah's mum was given, in Girl Scouts, a blue sheet of plastic to cut, sew and trim with white piping into pouches for camping. Sarah has it still, brittle but useful. Merit badges for waterproofing, for everlasting. You too must have heard stories now quaint as carriages of first plastic, pre-plastic, eras of glass, waxed cloth and tin, of shared syringes. All our grocery bags growing up were paper, bottom hefted on forearm, top crunched into grab. We used them to line the kitchen garbage pail. Not that long ago, maybe a decade, I made purses for my sisters out of putty-coloured, red-lettered plastic Safeway bags. I'd snag a stack each time I went, then fold and sew quilts with bright thread lined with thrift store blouses. They were sturdy and beautiful, rainproof of light. Clever, so clever. I regret them. And the plastic toothpicks, folders, shoes that seemed so cheap, so easy, so use again and thus less wasteful then. What do we do before to-go lids? Things must have just spilled and spilled. Do you know what I mean? I mean, what pearl forms around a grain of plastic in an oyster? Is it as beautiful? Would you wear it? Would you buy it for your daughter so she in turn could pass it down and pass it down and pass it down? Thank you for listening to The Poetry of Science. If you want to find out more about the scientific study featured in this episode, or read any of the poems in full, then please visit the show notes at scipoetry.podbean.com. That's scipoetry.podbean.com, where you can also find out how to get in touch with any questions or comments you might have. Thanks for listening.